Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot new crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana One, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, wow, the Solana. Welcome to the show, wow, the Solana. Welcome to the show, wow, the Solana.
Welcome to the show. The funny thing that goes on now, because we do the broadcast live on YouTube as well as 104.3 FM WQAM and the Odyssey app and all the outlets where you get it, but we actually have live video on the QAM YouTube page. And our guy Alex Rodriguez, I don't think it's the actual Alex Rodriguez, was the first one in today. Remember yesterday, the first chatter in the AOL instant messenger room said, first one's here, first one's here, from the movie Vacation. A-Rod got in first today. First one in sets the market. That's someone who gets the show.
That's great advice.
Well, I guess so. So, we have a Football Friday. I have a lot of stuff to get to, but I have such a difficult time with Solana's mustache. I'm just mesmerized by, can you call a mustache ferocious? Because I am mesmerized by the ferocity of his mustache.
It is real wide. It's like to his ear.
It is. It's way too wide. It's way too wide. The top of your lip should not be able to grow hair in the width that thing is growing.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what to do with that. There's no way Valentina likes that. There is no way.
You say Asia hates my Abe Lincoln. Oh, there's no
guaranteed,
way.
Guaranteed. Asia is repulsed every time you turn over.
It's no way. And how is his mustache growing at the rate it's growing, it was not. It's flying.
That's the thing. It's growing at a rate that's almost physically impossible. What is happening to the top of your lip?
I'm taking Hims now, but I'm only doing it so that my mustache grows even thicker.
Well, it is working, Jack. Holy mackerel. That is crazy.
And Valentina loves it because where I lack thickness in one area, it's coming in up here.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
You gotta work, baby.
Anyway, it's a football Friday. No Canes, no Dolphins this weekend. You get some FSU action tonight. Marlins are officially donezo, but we will salute them on a surprisingly good season. And I do have something else to talk to you about the Marlins. And I don't know if today's the right day or not. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and this would have really meant something to me had they not gotten rid of Matt Mervis. But the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp last night won the International League Championship, their first ever. And Matt Mervis, in my opinion, played a very big part of that. They unceremoniously dumped him. And so I'm happy for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, but, you know, it's a hollow championship in my mind.
So the Marlins get rid of him and have a surprising run at the wild card. The Jumbo Shrimp get rid of him and win a championship, but Mervis is the link to all of this?
I don't know. I just feel like had they not played with fire by getting rid of Mervis, maybe the Marlins are more than just outsiders looking in, and maybe the Jumbo Shrimp win the championship earlier than they did.
You love this Mervis. It's ridiculous.
Solana looks like a Timu version of a fireman.
Boy, if my house is on fire, you showed up. It's over for me. Let it burn down.
Sasha Barkov probably out for the season. That's the real big news today. That is terrible news. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That is bad news. I said yesterday, though, when you go to three Stanley Cup finals in a row, you play as much hockey as the Panthers have played. Who knows what kind of wear and tear it takes on the body. Barkov probably going to miss the season. Matthew Tkachuk, we know, is probably going to miss all of 2025. I'm right. Isn't he going to be available maybe in like January? Am I correct in that, or am I making that up? I know he's going to miss a couple of months at least.
Yeah, he's because they were talking about the game. They can move the money if they put him on IR right, and all that stuff. But man, this Paul Maurice, he chews nails. He's a man. When they ask him about barking, we'll just win without him. Like that's what hockey players, what hockey teams up. Do. Man, I love Paul Maurice.
Oh, we'll have to see what it means for the Cats and their quest for a three-peat. Will Manso's going to join us. Lee Sterling is going to join us. Omar Kelly is going to join us. Today happens to be National Pancake Day. And if I can fit in pancakes versus hotcakes at some point before 6 p.m., I will absolutely do so.
Yes.
Somebody says Tkachuk will be back in January. That is I think that's the plan, although I wouldn't be surprised if it's even longer. Anyway, a ton to get to. And there was something interesting. You know, Mike Florio was on with Joe Rose this morning on this very radio station. And he said, regarding Dolphins and Jets Monday night, he said, the careers of Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are, as a practical matter, riding on this game. So that's as definitive I've heard from someone, but I understand what Florio is saying there. And he says, for all practical matters. So I don't think he's saying that they would get fired necessarily after that game. But if you do start, this is the fourth year of McDaniel?
Fourth, yes.
If you do start your fourth season and you lose to all your divisional opponents and you get embarrassed the way that you got embarrassed week one by Indy, that's probably an insurmountable obstacle to overcome over the next 13 games, you know, unless you run the table, which doesn't seem like they have the weaponry to do so.
What? And they're, we talked about it. They're connected. For Chris Greer to go out and put the track meet together that McDaniel wanted and all that stuff, I do believe there's no way one's staying without the other one. I know we went back and forth on that. I'm with Florio. I think when they leave, it's both of them together.
Man, this is Tua attached to them as well, though?
I believe so. If they can move him.
In what way, though? What do you mean is he attached to them? As in, if they get rid of both?
If you're gonna bring in a new GM and a new head coach, are you gonna saddle them with Tua Tagovailoa?
But I think anybody who takes the job for the Dolphins in this scenario, where both the general manager and the head coach are no longer here, you're hiring a new coach, you're hiring a new GM. They're coming in concert with one another. I believe it would have to be them understanding the circumstance of, at least for another season,
at least a season.
You have a stopgap quarterback who's been here, and Tua, you're going to have a new regime. Let them evaluate you. Here's your chance to save your position here as the franchise quarterback. I just think you have to, because if not, you know, then the general manager is operating under crippling circumstances, which nobody wants either.
Right.
But that new GM is going to have a draft next year. And if we're 0-3, let me extrapolate that out. We're not going to win many games. Do you go and get a Carson Beck?
Yeah.
Do you go and get a Mateer or whatever?
You say Arch Manning, I'm going to jump through this computer.
I don't want Arch Manning. But yes. Do you go? So now you have Tua under a max franchise deal and you draft a first round quarterback?
Yes. I go back to what Adam Beasley, I know he's no longer on the beat, but he's covered the Dolphins for as long as anybody. What he had said on our show several times, he said it on Game Day Uncensored, and he continues to be a proponent of. You keep looking for that elite quarterback until you find them. And you keep drafting guys until you find that quarterback, because in this day and age in the NFL, unless you have one of the top 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. You're just not.
It reminded me, as I was watching the game last night, they were talking about how Arizona had drafted Josh Rosen and then I think took Kyler Murray the next season, right? And we ended up with Josh Rosen.
But then we'll be so now Tua is Russell Wilson? Because that's what Tua starts. If you draft a young guy, Tua starts, and now you have to play a young guy sooner or later like Jackson Dart.
Well, what year will we be in next season with Tua? Year 7?
Yeah. Because he's 15.
I mean,
2020,
21, 22, 23, 24.
I got to ask you something, because I've seen people do this before on our chat here. Somebody just put $2 and says, first super chat, split it evenly, boys. Love you long time. Huh? There's no chance we're seeing that money.
No, right? that goes to Odyssey Corporate.
Yeah, so don't super chat us, whatever that means. What does that mean? Go super chat Big O. Don't super chat us.
Big O has like a little siren that he
I know. I'll be happy to add a siren and a ding. I'll make this a freaking sushi bar if we get the money.
Hey, Kyle, we're
not going to see the money. I don't want it.
I'll send you my email as a text to my Zelle. I'll disperse it amongst ourselves.
I swear to God, this will feel like you're sitting at the sushi bar if I can figure out a way to monetize.
I got Zelle, Kyle.
Can we even turn that feature off so people don't do that mistakenly? I don't know where that goes.
I don't know. I could find out. I'll ask Jay Figg, but I don't think we can turn it off.
It probably goes somewhere into the ether, right? Well, it goes to Jay Figg. Well, give it to her. Let her work. Let her work on the newsletter. Give her a little incentive.
She's collecting her money when she comes 2 hours late to every show.
But in the meantime, Kyle, what can I get you? Inside Out with fish eggs?
Brown rice.
That's the show I want to do. I just want to do stuff for tips. This could just become OnlyFans. Just tell me what you want me to twirl for $3.
You're the ice cream so good girl. You know
send us $20 in a topic, and we're on it.
$2 will only get you a hot dog glizzy from Costco.
Excellent. Tell Jimmy to call someone. $4.
Oh, I'll pay that money. That's my favorite.
All right, let's do headlines. We have a loaded potato today. Let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Can I interest any down Panthers fans today in the prospect of a Crosman or of an Evgeny Malkin trade? That tickle
about a Connor McDavid trade. Bring me Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
I like it.
Come on, Zito. Let's see what you really got, Zito.
See what he's made of.
Two championships. Real cute, Zito. Go get me Sidney Crosby. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'll start with the NFL. The Seahawks yesterday beat the Cardinals 23-20. They covered 1.5. I know that was a winning bet for you, Hawk. And I don't know about you guys. I know everybody's had a hot take about this, and I'm going to jump on this bandwagon. The way that game ended, kudos to the Seahawks taking advantage of the rules, but the idea that a ball on a kickoff landing half a yard short of this supposed landing zone result in a 40-yard penalty, in my opinion, is dumb. It's
well, it's
bad
not
for
a
40-yard
penalty, though. It's a 5-yard penalty.
Oh.
If he kicks in the end zone, goes to 35.
Well, it's to 25, isn't it?
I believe it's the 25.
Well, it's
25.
Not the 0-yard line. I can guarantee you that. It's not a 40-yard penalty.
They get the ball on the 40. The ball land in the landing zone, so the ball gets put on the 40.
It's just like they kicked it out of bounds, and it goes to the 40. My thing is, why are these special teams getting all cute and trying to lay it up sideways in the corner of the field? Kick the ball to the other side of the city and get it to them on the 25.
If you put it beyond the 20-yard line into the landing zone, they have to return it then.
But
and so you might be able to get someone ahead of the 35. I'm pretty sure if you kick it out of the end zone, Solana, it goes to the 35.
Ooh, I would have to check that.
I believe it's a 5-yard penalty is all that it is.
It's way too cute, but no, these damn kickers don't have nothing else to do. Put the ball in the damn zone where you have to put it. You don't practice. Kickers at the end of practice work on their golf swings. Please put that ball on the 5 like you're supposed to. But I would boom the ball into the crowd every time and just deal with it. Because there's the negative, they return it, you get it at the 40. It's just too much bad that can happen when you try to do that little cute stuff.
You're right, Hawk. I hadn't noticed. If you do kick the ball out of the end zone, so you get penalized for that now? You kick the ball out of the end zone?
No, that's just where it's – I mean, they want to have returns. So if you can put it in the landing zone, you have to return it. But if you're going to touch it back, it touches back to the 35 now. And so that's the incentive, obviously, to be able to kick it into the zone. And if you're short of the zone, goes to the 40.
Yeah, but I mean, short of the zone by half a yard. I get it.
Yeah, but if you miss a field goal by a half an inch, you don't get 3 points. I mean, it's a game of inches, as silly as that sounds. Yeah. But I mean, it just is. That's the rule.
Would any of you be opposed to just going to back to the traditional kickoff?
No, not at all. I would love the traditional kickoff and be able to onside kick whenever you damn feel like it without a heads up to everyone involved in the game.
No, the surprise onside won a Super Bowl.
I know.
But now you can't do it. Hey, everybody.
You can't do it. It can only be at the end of the game. You have to be down by a touchdown or more, and you have to give everyone written notice 3 weeks prior via certified mail that you're going to do an onside kick.
Yeah, but it's – health concerns of those guys running full speed and bashing into each other.
Yeah. Well, I prefer concussions than whatever it is I saw yesterday, which is the ball landing a half yard from the landing zone, and it sets the Seahawks up. Now, I don't know what the Cardinals are doing.
A half yard, I can't co-sign on that because a half yard, if you're on fourth and one and you only get a half yard, you turn the ball over on a half yard. Like, the half yard thing doesn't bother me. It's just the cutesiness of the rules. It's like, come on, we know how kickoff works. I kick the ball, you try to run it back. What are we complicating things for?
There's a lot of stupid rules. Like, if you bring in an extra tackle, they have to report eligible, and then the official has to get on the microphone and let everybody know, like, hey, 67's reporting eligible. Like, if you're at a Fuddruckers and they're calling out number 73 order, like, why? Like, hey, if I'm bringing my fat guy in to catch passes, he shouldn't have to report eligible. I'm bringing in a fat guy to catch a pass.
There's 5 eligible receivers, and usually 70s and 60s aren't eligible, so you have to give them the heads up. I'm with you. I was linebacker. Hey, look around. There's only 4 little guys. Where's the 5th guy that's eligible? Learn football. But that's why the rules set, because they sneak 3 linemen in, and now one is eligible and they're off the ball. You know, them coaches get – like, Sean McVay will get very cute. Ben Johnson and them, they get very cute with all those rules.
What does the CFL do, Hawk? CFL still doing traditional kickoffs? You have to report
eligible?
Yeah,
you run right into the goalpost. It's right there at the front of the end zone.
And 3rd down is 4th down too, right?
The CFL, now they're going to change the rules, but the CFL, you know, if you kick the ball – on, I don't know if it's a kickoff, but I know on a punt or a field, if it goes beyond the goalposts into the crowd, it's a rouge, which is 1 point.
That's right.
These damn kickers are losing games weekly.
Well, the kicker won the game, though, last night. Seattle's kicker won the game.
Huh, but these kick and everybody's hitting 60s now.
They're like nothing.
we didn't attempt 60s when I played.
Right.
But also that damn kicker from Arizona with the half a yard short. Now he gives it to him on the 40. Hell, they're in when you get to the 40, your own 40, you're in field goal range.
Yep.
All right. So your local headlines, Dolphins are off until Monday. Several coaches spoke today. Anthony Weaver included in that bunch. We'll get to some of those notes a little bit later. But Dolphins are going to play the Jets on Monday Night Football. I just saw they're 2.5-point favorites as of right now at home. As Hawk mentioned, the Marlins eliminated last night with a 1-0 loss to the Phillies. The Mets control their own destiny. Marlins host the Mets tonight and a final 3-game series beginning tonight. Sandy is on the mound for the Fish. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Mets control their own destiny. So we're still banking on the fact that the Marlins can knock the Mets out of the playoffs.
All right. Don't forget about your boy Sergio Busquets.
Yeah, Inter-Miami plays in Toronto tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. I can confirm if you kick the ball past the goal into the stands, you don't get a goal in
that
soccer.
Would be great, though. That would open things up a little bit.
Another reason why Americans should embrace soccer. Soccer, there's rules. There's nothing left to officials to figure out. Like, there's a rule. You put the ball in the net, it's a goal. Period, end of story. It's simple. Simple stuff.
It was a slide tackle or a penalty or a red card, a yellow card. There's a lot of nuance.
Inter-Miami, 5 regular season games remaining, and Sergio Busquets did announce officially this will be his final season of professional soccer. A legend of the game is hanging it up.
All right.
Tonight, we're going to keep an eye on FSU and Virginia at 7 p.m., Miami's next opponent. Your weather right now in South Florida, nice day, not too much rain. We'll take that considering the past couple of months of nonstop rain. That's your weather.
Usually if I point that way, I'm pointing at Crowder.
Welcome to being an administrator.
Huh. Interesting.
Can I administrate?
But it wasn't this way yesterday, though.
Yeah, it changes every now and then. Every time Crowder points at me, he's pointing the opposite direction.
Well, I normally point the opposite way to point at Crowder. I'm pointing away from him right now because I'm used to doing that.
But I see you pointing correctly. Crowder sees you pointing correctly as well.
Yeah.
Not on the feed.
Yeah.
The feed that gets transmitted out, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Not I'm pointing at Crowder right now.
No.
That's bizarre. I am pointing right at Crowder.
Are you looking through a mirror into a mirror?
My eyes have gone bad.
No, I mean, Hawk, everybody believes you. Like,
how would I be seeing an opposite than you guys?
Because your eyes are 78 years old.
You're next in line to be the FBI director.
Get them cataracts taken out. You'll be able to see.
Well, you got to get back on the right side. That's bizarre, man.
Yeah, silly.
Will Mansell's going to join us next, by the way.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right. Or we talk football with Will Manso. I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Will Manso on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He is a sports anchor and reporter here at Local 10, WPLG in Miami. So, Will, I literally, even though it's a football Friday, have questions about the Panthers, the Marlins, the Hurricanes, the Dolphins. We could throw in the Heat, the Precious Achiuwa. I mean, we can cover a whole bunch of ground here. What do you, because you're a sports expert, what do you think the biggest story is in South Florida sports right now?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm going to the Marlins game tonight because they deserve the praise. Obviously, then covering the Panthers as well. We have a show coming up with the Barkov News, then Monday Night Football, and then going to Tallahassee, and then there's Heat Media Day in between. So we could pick any of them because it's a crazy week and crazy time. I think today, obviously, the biggest story is Sasha Barkov being out. I mean, it caught everybody by surprise because we saw the video yesterday, and it was one of those things where he went down, and you think, okay, maybe he tweaked something. You find out, you know, I clean it up, maybe be out 4 or 6 weeks. And then you're hearing season ending. So while we focus on FSU Miami next week and Media Day and the Dolphins on Monday Night Football, that's a big blow to a team that's looking for a three-peat.
And with the Barkey news, is it because Hawk brings it up, which makes sense. You'd make that deep a runs year after year after year. The body wears down. Kachuk's out.
Yeah.
You remember the first Stanley Cup run when there were guys with broken sternums and all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
Is it hard for hockey for you to sustain what the Panthers have been sustaining?
I think it's a great point. Aside from the winning, which is hard enough, right? It's the amount of extra games they played. And look, to their credit, they've done a nice job. And Paul Maurice himself, this camp, extended the time. Yesterday, which is just terrible timing, was the first day the veterans were on the ice. And go figure, this happens. He's tried to kind of minimize that whole idea. I remember the big three. I remember doing the math. The big three, when they played those four straight finals, they were so out of it. You know, everybody talking about how the big three were kind of over it, checked out, ready to go for the Heat at the end. LeBron left. They had played an entire NBA regular season of playoff games in 4 years. There's just no way that doesn't take a toll. And now you double and triple it when you're talking about the wear and tear of hockey players. So I think you have a point. I think it's unfortunate. I don't know if the correlation is there for the injury itself, but just the luck, the bad luck that at some point these things, whether it's Kachuk or Barkov, are going to happen in a physical sport when you play that many games.
I kind of want to move on to the Marlins here, but I don't know if that's going to take away any time from the Heat. And I think Solana probably wants to talk Precious Achiuwa for the next 10 minutes. Will you allow me a Marlins question or two, Solana?
Well, listen, I'm getting my Stranger Things jersey tonight at the ballpark. That's all I care about.
Oh, is tonight Stranger Things night for the Marlins?
Stranger Things? Are you kidding me? I'm taking my 10-year-old. She's a huge fan. We're going to go there early.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Take me.
You listen, join me. The tickets $22. They're cheap. I got them online. $22 each, and you get a Stranger Things jersey.
Can I share with the listeners the text exchange you and I had when Robert Redford died? Or should that
Please do.
So Robert Redford had died, a few days ago, and Will had texted me, I don't know, a couple hours before then, that Frankie Valli was coming back to Hard Rock, and we've all marveled at Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli is 91 years old. He looks animatronic. I mean, he doesn't look like he knows where he is. And Will and I have talked about going to see him before. And so he sent me the screenshot that Frankie Valli was coming to Hard Rock Live. And I said, let's make it a couples night. And Will said, there's no way Giselle would go see Frankie Valli. In fact, when he told her that Robert Redford had just died, she said, who?
That's about true story. True. Did you follow it up, though, with the next question? The follow-up question from her, she said, who? I said, you don't know who Robert Redford is? She said, is he an athlete? I said, yes, he's Roy Hobbs. He's Roy Hobbs, the reminds best baseball me, player there ever was.
Reminds me of Solana. Solana, when he traveled with the Dolphins, runs into Dan Marino in the lobby of the hotel. Solana's with his fiance Valentina, and Dan Marino walks up to Solana and is like, hey, man, I'll see you at the game or whatever. Like, football royalty. I mean, South Florida, Mount Rushmore, greatest athlete who's ever played.
Yes.
So Solana, right? You're thinking to yourself, this is an aphrodisiac. Like, Dan Marino's coming up to me to say hello.
Dan and Nat Moore were like, where are you guys headed? Like, they just came up and wanted to see what we were up to.
And I know your wife was very impressed. She was very impressed, right?
We get in the Uber, and my fiance doesn't even mention it, like, doesn't ask me anything, doesn't even bring it up. So I kind of look at her like, do you know who just acknowledged my existence? And like, who? And she's like, oh yeah, that's Don Shula, right? And I'm like, oh my god.
Wow. Somehow just so got topped. Somehow just so got topped.
Amazing. It's like, yeah, you can't script a better moment where you think, this is, I say it all the time. When I went to the Canes Florida Gators game, and everyone's coming up to take a picture with me, and they can't believe that they're meeting me. And then, you know, you think, because Lori's with me, you think that might have an effect when we get home. And we get home, and she's like, oh, look, the cat vomited over there. You better clean that up before you go to bed. I'm like, huh?
Yep. You're not impressed. Yeah. Not impressed. Yeah.
Didn't have the same effect I thought it was going to have. And then there's no way she's in the mood after I've come back from cleaning up cat throw up.
That's not going to get you going.
There's nothing like that.
Here's what I wanted to ask you, Will, about the Marlins. Because we can celebrate the Marlins, yes, because they had a remarkable season. We thought it was going to be a season that literally would be epically bad, that they would be flirting with the record for numbers of losses that they accrued. And it wasn't that. They're in it, you know, up until yesterday, they were actually mathematically a possibility to make the playoffs. While we celebrate them, I don't know if you saw what was going viral on Twitter, Talking Baseball, and admittedly, they're a little bit of a smack-talking site when it comes to the Marlins, but they've got 500,000 followers, and they tweeted out last night, the Marlins have now missed the playoffs in 30 of 34 years of their existence. I was just going to ask you, how do you, and I know today's probably not the right day to do that, but isn't that, I mean, such a telling statistic as to why there hasn't been, you know, an embrace of this team on a long-term basis and why they struggle with attendance. If you miss the playoffs 30 out of 34 seasons in your existence, that's not good, even though they've got two World Series wins.
And I'm glad you said the last part. I think it actually makes it worse because they have two World Series and they've had opportunities that many franchises haven't had to build off those championships. And they've failed to do so because of money and, you know, whatever, trading players. Like, we don't have to get in the history, but I think anybody who knows the Marlins knows the history. So while the tweet and the message is kind of jumbled, given that they really did have a positive year, in the scope of what the Marlins organization has been, it's telling in the sense of like, man, you've had two World Series championships. You've had opportunities, and it's hard for fans to attach to you when you don't build off that to build a winner. And look, Peter Bendix, Bruce Sherman, all they talk about is sustainability and building a sustainable winner. I mean, Derek Jeter said it, David Sampson said it. I mean, everybody says it. It's much easier said than done. They are building something nice, but until they have that sustainability of having teams that go to the playoffs and compete and earn it, this year was a good step forward. They have to build off that, but it's fair. It's fair to say that what you're saying. I mean, it's just, it's hard to attach yourself to that when you know things always fall apart.
And, but people, you know, people that talk, you know, Marlins, this conversation, Will, it's the chicken or the egg. They said, oh, we can't spend money because we don't make money. Oh, well, if we brought more attendance, then we could spend more money on the salary cap. Like, which part is it? Because we've been doing this. I've been doing sports radio now for 14 years, and I've heard the same thing. We don't have attendance, so our salary cap's low. But if your salary cap was higher, we'd have better attendance. Which way is it?
You know, I don't think salary necessarily means wins, right? But I think you also have to spend money to get interest. And Jeffrey Loria, to his credit, when they got the ballpark, he spent a ton of money. And they had, if you look back at the attendance numbers at the opening of the ballpark, they were very good numbers, solid numbers. You're never going to be the Yankees. You're never going to be the Dodgers. Nobody expects that. But at some point, you have to lock down your players. They locked down Sandy a few years ago. They ended up not trading him. That was a positive, right? You have young talent now that I think you have to, at some point in the next year or two, have to lock down, you know, whether it be Kyle Stowers or Connor Norby or Augustin Ramirez or any of their young pitchers. You have to send some sort of signal to your fans that, hey, you see what's growing and you want to keep it. I think that's what attracts fans. I mean, the classic idea is you can't buy a jersey because you don't know when a guy's going to – Luis Arraez gets here, he wins a batting title, you trade him a year later. You know, you go down the list of players they've done. And some of these trades, by the way, have turned out okay. You've gotten some really nice prospects. But it's hard for fans to attach to that. So, yeah, at some point you have to spend money. You have to keep players. And we'll see if that's something. Bruce Sherman said it over. He'll spend money when the time is right. Well, coming up this season, the time is sort of right to start locking guys down and really focusing on the future.
Think about all the fans who got burned buying the Matt Mervis jerseys.
I know, but it still worked for – he was in Jacksonville, right? But no, he's not. He went to another organization.
Yeah. Reno Aces.
He wasn't on the international.
Yeah, and really, that championship is a little hollow because he's not there. Will, let's be honest.
Does he get a ring though? Right. He played a few games there.
Dolphins. I don't think they do rings for the International Champions League. That's like the Intercontinental Championship in WWE. Don the Magnificent Morocco. Anyway, Dolphins Jets Monday night. Someone has to win. Who's it going to be?
Well, they could tie, which would be poetic, I guess, for these two teams.
But that would be poetic.
I look at both teams. I guess Justin Fields, I haven't seen the update today because I was so tied up with the Barkov stuff, but the idea that Justin Fields was going to play is what I saw trending yesterday. Obviously, it gives them a little bit more of a threat at quarterback for the Jets. But I think when it comes to the Dolphins, I mean, they just got to get things going on offense. They found something the other day, even in a loss with Ollie Gordon and Devon Achane, that worked. They got to stick with that. Try to pound it and then find a way to get your receivers. And now when I say receivers, not just, you know, Tyreek and Waddle. You love what you're seeing in Malik Washington. Like, what stinks is they're 0-3, right? And there's been so much bad, yet sprinkled in there's some good that I think you could build off of. I think the defense, you know, it's got to take a step forward. And whether, again, it's Fields or who it is, you've got to take a step forward. But everything is laid out at home on Monday Night Football. You've been struggling. You know, you've had all this time to think. Go win a game. Because, guys, here we are having this conversation on Friday, right? By next Sunday night, the Dolphins could be 2-3. I mean, they have the Jets Monday night. They have Carolina, which is a struggling team. You know, not a very good.
Could be 0-5 too with losses to Carolina and the Jets. Much.
The flip side is they could be 0-5, and if they are, this is a completely different discussion.
Will, you nailed it last week before that Buffalo game when you came on with us, and I think everybody was kind of gripping onto that 11 days off in between Thursday Night Football and Monday Night Football. Perfect opportunity to usher in the interim head coach, and you said, no, pump the brakes. You don't think it's going to work out that way, and you think Mike McDaniel will be given a bit more of a grace period to try to turn this thing around. I just wonder, because we talked at the start of the show, McDaniel and Greer being tied together, and I wonder, you know, what your take on that is. Like, are they tied together? And if you get rid of one at the end of the season, which we feel is inevitable, do you have to get rid of the other?
I mean, I think you should, right? I think if you're going to start fresh, Chris Greer's got enough chances to hire coaches to have a regime and to build something and it hasn't worked. I'm talking about at the end of the year if things go in the direction they seem to be going. I think you have to, right? I don't see what then moving on from McDaniel and keeping Greer does, because it's still the same regime, same idea, same thought process. I mean, I think you have to start fresh. But again, we'll see how the season goes. And another thing too, guys, is it's a conversation. Listen, as a Giants fan and a Dolphin fan, unfortunately, I'm in this conversation every year. It's like, okay, if you fire a guy, who do you hire? And that's the problem. Like, who is out there that you hire? Like, there's no name that's just, okay, this is the guy that's going to save our franchise. There just isn't. So it's going to take a lot of, you know, from Steve Roth, Tom Garfinkel, the staff there, of figuring out what's next, because you can't just fire somebody expecting, okay, now it's better because you're fired. You have to find good people, and the Dolphins have unfortunately failed at that. A big part of it has been Chris Greer not identifying certain people, whether it be talent or personnel, from a coaching perspective. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think it has to go hand in hand. I'm not saying it will, but I think it has to if you're going to make that decision.
Will Mantell, watch him on Local 10. Who looks more lost this season, Tua, Mike McDaniel, or Frankie Valli?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. Last year, it's a no-brainer. It's Frankie Valli. This year, it's
Frankie,
a push.
I think Frankie still takes the cake, but Frankie, unlike Tua and McDaniel, don't have much of a supporting staff. Frankie's got a great supporting staff. His background singers are great.
His entire act is the supporting act.
Yes, so they keep him fresh. If he had Frankie Valli's cast, then maybe Tua would be a little bit better. But yeah, that's a tough one to answer. We'll see Monday night, guys. Let me just be optimistic and not pessimistic. They're going to be 2-3 come next Sunday night. How about that?
All right. That's a low bar of success. Like that. It's funny that would make us all feel great that they were 2-3 after
Put up the banner. Put up the banner. 2-3.
Fingers crossed for 2-3.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you, Will. There you go. Will Manso from Local 10.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.